to the scripture, Parker, if you will. Right to Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Listen to the word of God. Listen to what the word of God clearly says. Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened. Would you lift your hands toward heaven right now? Would you pray, God, please open the heavens on my life. God, please open the heavens. I'm speaking to some people in this house today. You need God to open the heavens for you. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit descended, and the Father spoke. Luke chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, what was he full of? Who was he full of? The Holy Ghost. He returns from Jordan, and he is led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And being 40 days, he was tempted of the devil. The Spirit descends, the voice of God speaks, and the Spirit leads him to a wilderness. Verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. I want to deal more than with just speaking in tongues on this Pentecost Sunday. I want to talk about the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. They are one and the same. That the Holy Spirit might visit us. What if he were to visit us in bodily form today? Most of all, that he would visit us in authority, that he would show up, that he would connect, that he would validate that Summiton Church of God is well pleased. And that God is well pleased with us in his sight. Holy Spirit, add your anointing to your word today. And I pray, God, for power and authority in the life of the believer in Jesus' name. Bring significance, God. Show up in our wilderness. Help us. And amen. Water is more important than you know. Children in the first 6 months of their lives consume 7 times more water than the average adult. 70% of the human brain consists of water. In Nairobi, the urban poor pay 10 times more for water than they do in New York City. Over 90% is located on one continent, the continent of Antarctica. Water contains a value. It is precious, and we have been called to make sure that it is shared. But water can dissolve more substances than any other liquid, including sulfuric acid. So water contains power. 97% of the earth's water is salt water. 68% of fresh water on earth is trapped in glaciers. Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, Monday after Monday, you walk through the doors of a church, of a temple, of a cathedral, this cathedral of the Holy Spirit. You walk through the doors, and there are so many pent-up anxieties and frustrations in life that if we are not careful, we become spiritual glaciers. And if we've ever needed men and women to deliver a fresh word, a fresh anointing, and fresh water to a lost and dying world, we're We're doing our best to keep the church saved. We're doing our best to get the church sanctified. But God said, I want to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Stiff, starchy, cold, religious glaciers. There's a reason that Jesus said, whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, it shall be in him a well of water springing up into what? Everlasting life. The water is an incredible place to be. As a matter of fact, there may be those that are a part of our precious body that today they chose to be at the lake. They chose to be at the beach, and I understand the draw and the pull. Why? Because the water is a beautiful place to be. The water is the one place in Scripture where all three of the Trinity choose to show up. When God says, this is my beloved son, man, the Holy Spirit descends. He descends into an upper room in Acts chapter 2, but he descends in a bodily form in this scripture, in this place, in the Word of God. And God the Father is speaking. The audible voice of God says, this is my beloved son. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all there. Man, so what do I know? I know, first of all, I am loved. I am a child of God, that God has spoken over Dana Reed, that God has spoken over Philip Walker, that God has spoken over, that we are loved, that we are confirmed, and things like that happen at the water. That's why when we have baptism Sunday, mom and dad are all smiles. And everyone's laughing and everyone's encouraged and everyone's up. We are celebrating the confirmation of the call upon a life that has been given to Jesus Christ. My identity is sealed at the water. I know what I'm meant to be at the water. If that happened for Jesus at the water, because of Jesus, it can happen for me at the water. Make sure you hear the right voice in life. And don't ever forget, it comes at the water. It is the voice of God. Don't ever forget it was the woman at the well, a woman married five times, a woman that society said was nothing, identified as nothing, that heard Jesus say, whosoever drink of this water will thirst again. But I have water you never experienced before in your life. And so it is, God confirms our identity at the water. If you have been saved, if you are identified as a child of the living God today, if God has confirmed your identity in him, would you please take a drink with me even now? Now, can you lift your hands as a testimony that he is Lord of lords and King of kings in your life? At the water, Jesus enjoys fellowship with the Father. But listen, at the water, the word says the Holy Ghost moves. The Holy Ghost moves. The Spirit of God is present. At the water, the heavens open up. But can you feel the whiplash of Jesus as a word of water suddenly becomes a move toward the wilderness? Just one chapter later, from Luke 3 to Luke 4, Jesus goes from confirmation to temptation. Am I speaking to anyone in this house today? You understand spiritual whiplash. You understand the glory and the power of God. Only 1 minute later to find yourself in the greatest wilderness of your life. God just spoke over you. Affirmation takes place at the water, but you find anointing in the wilderness. Can I be so bold as to tell you today that some people, all they ever want is affirmation? I'm just going to stop a minute there and let that sink in. As long as they do well on Sunday morning, pastors, singers, songwriters, As long as they do well on Sunday morning and they get that pat on the back and they get that affirming gesture and everyone tells them how great and wonderful and talented they are, they're okay. All they need is affirmation, but there's been no place of anointing in the heart and the soul that moves in the power and the authority. Am I making any sense this morning? Two isolated events. In actuality, there are two interdependent events that mark the life of a believer, because we want to feel what Jesus felt and live what Jesus lived. And you need to be reminded that there is a connection between what happens in the water and what happens in the wilderness. Mark said that immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Have you ever felt like one minute you're being baptized and the next minute you're being brutalized? People talk about how great you are one minute and the next minute. Being a pastor, that's when the honeymoon wears off. You know what I mean? And you're baptized as the second coming, and then when you've been a family pastor for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, the new wears off. What's he preaching this morning? One minute you're surrounded by family. The Holy Trinity is there. I mean, he doesn't get any more holy than that. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are there. And the next minute, you're facing isolation. You're all by yourself in a desert. Miss Sarah. And no one's speaking your praises there. No one's affirming or confirming you there. There's no voice of God, your own Father, to be heard. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? One minute you hear the voice of heaven, the next minute you hear the voice of hell. One minute it's water and a rushing mighty wind, and then it's warfare. Some of you have been where Jesus has been. Sunday can't last long enough, and Monday will not end soon enough. Can I tell you what's taking place? We need to hear this morning. Because we want salvation and we want the power of the Holy Spirit. But in between those two places in your life, there's a work called sanctification. And somehow we've stopped preaching and it seems like we forget that sanctification is the setup for a visitation of the Holy Spirit. The sanctification is not just so that I can stop cussing and fussing. Sanctification is not just so that I can stop being negative Nancy. But sanctification is a setup for the invasion and the power and the move of the Holy God in the reality of our day-to-day living. God spoke to me early this morning. He said, I've never thought about this before. He said, when you go to the wilderness, how many of you... Anybody in this house, you're in a wilderness right now. Would you be so bold? Pastor, I'm just being transparent. In the wilderness is where the level of frustration grows. I'm fasting. The first day without food wasn't so bad. Maybe the third day's not so bad, but I'm fasting. I'm growing in God. Now it's day 20. God, you asked me to give this up. I can't give this up. This is just who I am. I'm speaking to some young people this morning. I can't stop this. God, the frustration grows. But God spoke to my heart and he said that as the level of frustration grows, so does the level of the power and the Holy Spirit. It grows as well. The more you are frustrated and the more you feel empty of something, God said, I am filling you. I am turning it over in your life. I'm filling you with greater power. I've been through a wilderness lately of my own. Only God and I know about what it is, but I can tell you that as I have felt the emptiness and the frustration of something, I have felt the glory and the power and the anointing and the surge of God's Spirit in my life. It works
After quit after day 15, after quit after day 25, God said, you hang on, you stay in there, you keep believing, you keep trusting, and as the frustration grows, so will the level of my anointing and my power in your life. That's who the Holy Ghost is. 85% of the world's population lives on the driest half of the planet. Some people just choose to live in dry. Sometimes it feels like 85% of the church is on their own planet and God's work. I'm finding out that God isn't nearly as impressed with how people handle their water as he is how they handle their wilderness. And how you deal with transitioning the two has everything to do with how mature you are as a child of God. Anybody can be strong in the affirmation of the water. Anybody can be strong when the pastor's pouring the praise on it and God's saying, you're my beloved child. But who are you when you've been to the wilderness and you have to return? Who are you when you come back out of the wilderness? Do you still have the touch of God on your life when you come out of the wilderness? Is the water still fresh when you return from the wilderness? Listen, we need to be moved once again by what happens at the water. If nothing, Brian, goes my way on Monday morning, I was saved when I got up. And by God's grace and mercy and help, Bethany, I will be saved when I go to bed. If things don't go my way on Tuesday, I'm redeemed by the blood on Tuesday morning, and I'm redeemed by the blood on Tuesday night. Everything doesn't have to go my way, but I will have the joy of the Lord as my strength. Do you still have the touch of God on your life? The Spirit is at work. The baptism of Jesus is a big deal. I'm seeing now that the baptism in water is even more a big deal than I ever thought possible. Is it not intriguing that only two of the four Gospels talk about the birth of Jesus, but all four of the Gospels talk about his baptism? It was God who spoke through John, and he said, upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending the Spirit before Acts 2, and remaining on him, the same is he, this Jesus, which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that he is the Son of God. Amen. We don't have any problem with the Holy Spirit descending on Sunday. Some just have a problem with him remaining on Monday. The Holy Ghost is relevant. The Holy Ghost matters. Jesus baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. Matthew said, immediately the heavens opened up. Matthew said, did you hear me? Immediately the heavens opened up. There's been a turn in this church in the last 5 weeks. You're telling me on Monday. You're telling me on Thursday. You're telling me on Friday. There's been a difference. God's been walking through the aisles of this church. God's been speaking in a new way the last 4, 5, or 6 weeks. The word said the heavens opened up, and I am declaring that over Summerton Church today, that the heavens are being opened and the power of an awesome Spirit is at work. When the heavens open up, get ready. When the heavens open up, something is about to shift. When the heavens open up, God starts to speak like he's not spoken before. Can we do that? Can we take a drink again this morning? Everybody together. We take a drink together and we pray that the heavens will open up. When they were in the upper room, They were all in one accord, saying the same thing, praising the same God, believing for the outpouring of the same Holy Spirit. Can we drink in together? We can't drink in the water of His good news. We can't drink in the water of the power of the Holy Spirit and speak negativity over our brother at the same time. So we drink on Sunday like a spiritual alcoholic. And then on Monday, the same water we just took in, we're spitting it back out because we're talking about somebody we got a problem with. God has called us to do and not just be. The heavens opened up on the day of Pentecost, and they were all drinking the same water at the same time. You do realize there is a time coming when the heavens will open up and a trumpet will sound and the Son of the living God will come and all of His glory to rapture this church away. When the whole Trinity shows up, it's a big deal. We need that here. Amen? We need the Trinity showing up on the floor, on the stage, and in the balcony. We need the Trinity showing up when it's time to feed the poor. We need the Trinity showing up when it's time to teach and disciple. We need the Trinity. We need to drink of that water that refreshes and makes. Amen. Yes. You can't drink water over here and say, I believe I'll have a Diet Pepsi over here. I'll take a coffee in the back for 600 bob and I'll... Give me coffee. We've got to drink the same heavenly drink and eat the same heavenly manna, the same heavenly food at the same time in order to see the fruition of God's power, Spirit, and deliverance come upon us and those that are you with me this morning. Yes. Yes. Come on. It's a big deal. The Father declares over the Son the transcendent truth that must be the anchor of the human soul. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Yes. If we are created in the image of the Father, and you know that you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ, you are then loved, you are a child of God, and He is pleased with you, and something happens in the water. The water is about identity. And God declares who and what. Listen to this. This is important. God almost knocked me off my feet in this sanctuary yesterday. God declares who and what Jesus is before He ever performs the first miracle. Get this, Jesus never, think about where He's going. He's going to the wilderness. Jesus never performs a miracle at the word of a devil. And we got too many people with devils trying to proclaim miracles. And God said, if I can get the devil out, I'll get the miracle in. Jesus never performs the miracles at the word of a devil. He performs the miracles at the word of His Father. And Jesus has not moonwalked on water yet, and He's not fed 5,000 from Long John Silver's. Not one lame man has walked yet, but the Father says, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He identifies His child. He loves you this morning. He loved you in sin. He loves you when you slip and fall. He loves you when you are speaking in other tongues. He loves you when you are moving in the power of the Spirit. But before all of those things, you were conceived and birthed in the love of the Holy Father. You are my son, you are my child, and I love you. You are my child, and I am speaking some things over you at the water. And this morning I can return from my wilderness based on what God said I was before I ever got there. This morning I came to tell you that you take authority over the devil in the wilderness because God already told you who you are. You have power and authority before and in and after the wilderness. You can kick the backside of the wilderness because God is with you, and He already told you who you are before you ever got in the desert. God said, God said, tell somebody in this balcony today that your wilderness does not define you. God called you who you were before you ever got there, and the wilderness will not define you. You've allowed the enemy to tell you that you're washed up and you're through and there's nothing left for you in ministry, but God said, I am the God of the water and I am the God of the wilderness. And my purpose is not finished with you yet. Listen to me. I believe that he spoke and he said, you tell somebody up there, if you want out of this wilderness, the only way that you'll ever get out of this wilderness that you're in right now is through the power and the move of the Holy Ghost in your life. It won't come by talent. It won't come by ingenuity. It won't come by a gimmick. It won't come by something that you can attain in the professional world. God said, if you want out of it, it will only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. What time is it? Petey told me I had to be finished by 11:45. See what I'm doing? I'm getting my breath back after running up those steps. The Holy Ghost is real with you. I'm just being real with you. Water defined who and what I was before the devil ever spoke the first word into my life, not after. The Holy Spirit showed up, raise your hand this morning if you're saved. My life is moved by what happened in the water. Don't ever forget who surrounded you at the water. It was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'll move quickly. Wayne, I wish it was this easy. The authority of heaven never absolves me from my time in the wilderness. Jody, just because I've been to the water, I've heard the voice of God. Amaya, just because the Holy Spirit descended, it does not absolve me from my time. Sarah, you're one of our local legends among many, but you spend a lot of time at the water, a lot of baptisms. But did it ever absolve you from some time in the wilderness? Some times of isolation? Some times when right after the revival came, the reliance on God, because nobody else could go through your wilderness? That's what the power of the Holy Spirit's all about. He's all about the yay, yay, and the yay, God, and the renewal with Ziegler and camp meeting. He's all about that. But the real power of the Holy Spirit is about what happens in your wilderness. And who you are. I will tell you this today. The enemy is after you. John the Baptist said, I come baptizing with water, but I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. We come into this world as one crying as a baby born, conceived in the water of the womb. And this morning, you may be the only one that can get someone else back to the water. You may be the only voice of experience and the only testimony that will pull that son, that daughter, that dad, that mom into the water. And you need to understand this. The same spirit that led Jesus to the water led him to the wilderness. And that when you go to the wilderness, Satan is always watching and Satan is always waiting. Satan, that snake, he is always measuring you up to figure out how best he can come after you. And 40 days of fasting. And Satan shows up and he says, "Why don't you turn these stones to cornbread? Remember when we were at top of the river? The cornbread and the greens and turn these stones into cornbread." And he's waiting to attack you. This is not about the methodology of the church. That's not Jesus. It never takes long in life to figure out who is in attack mode, does it? Some people are just like the father of lies. They're in attack mode more than they are in love mode and God mode. And I can tell you this, when you go through your wilderness, hear me today, and we'll close in a minute, but the voice of the Father is the predominant voice. You are loved, but listen, when the enemy attacks you in the wilderness, there is resolve in his attack. He does not blink. Did you know that snakes are one of the only animals that don't blink? Have you ever seen people just look at you with like a glazed over look and you're thinking, I don't know how many devils are in there, but. This woman had a pet snake. There was a problem. She took her snake to the vet and told the vet, "My snake is not eating. Has not eaten in a couple of months." The veterinarian said, "Really? Let me ask you two things. By any chance, have you been sleeping with your snake?" She said, "Yes, he's a python. He's not poisonous. I leave the cage open and..." Next question. "Have you ever awakened in the morning to the snake stretched completely out beside you?" "Yes, I have." The veterinarian said, "I have good news and I have bad news." He said, "The good news is your snake is not sick. The bad news is your snake is not eating because your snake is getting ready to eat you. Your snake is stretched out because he is sizing your body up to see how big he needs to get in order to consume you." We have become way too comfortable with our devils. We're not afraid anymore. We're not sizing them up anymore. We're not paying any attention to them anymore. And that's why they have power, way too much power in our lives. Jesus is in the wilderness and he remembers who Jesus was at the water. And Jesus knew that who he was called at the water to be, that is indeed to have power that will get him through his wilderness. I'm speaking to somebody today. Listen, the enemy is never happy with what God is trying to do in you and through you. He is sizing you up, but he forgets this. The snake beside you forgets this, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and no weapon that is formed against you can prosper because of the power of the Holy Spirit that is. Stand with me this morning all over this house. Clap your hands under the heavens and bless him. Come on, clap. Come on, worship him. Make him in his. Are you the image of Christ that is defined by the water, or are you the image of Christ that is defined by your wilderness? And the Word of God said that when he went to the, it was 40 days. 40 days. Say it, 40. 40. 40 days. And I have a question for you this morning. Will you break under your 40 days? Or will you break the power of Satan in the next 40 days? I want you to lift your hand as a testimony before God. And I want you to say this with me, and I want you to measure what you say. I am going to try for the next 40 days. Right here's the place, if you don't mean it, to put your hand down. I'm going to try for the next 40 days not to say anything negative about anybody. Now, you'll think that's flippant and funny, and we laugh about it. And then you'll go home. Some of you will forget it before you get through lunch. But can you remember on day 19 and day 20? That's some tough stuff. I'm trying. I resolved myself to do this. And I've raised my hand for Kelly that she won't say anything negative about me for 40 days. Both hands. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. You'll never get through. You'll never get through the wilderness of your life if you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew, God knew what Jesus had to have. God knew what Jesus needed to be before he ever stepped foot in the wilderness. And I'm telling you today, you can return from this wilderness that you're in if you'll give God and the power of the Holy Spirit an opportunity in your life. And I want to know this. I think the enemy intimidates us and has us back down on this sometimes. But if you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, my mom's dad's a Baptist pastor, my dad's dad and granddad, I'm fourth generation on the Church of God's side, Pentecostal side. My Baptist granddad and mom were always respectful of the move of God. He preached like a Pentecostal pastor. But you need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And if you don't have him with that kind of evidence and that kind of outpouring, you can have him today. I want you to bow your head. And you would say, Pastor, there's no shame in my game. I want everything that God has for me. I don't understand it all. I don't understand him all the time. But I need the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. I can't keep fighting this fight on my own. I need the power. Would you step out from where you are right at this moment? And would you come to this altar? There may be one. There may be 100. I need the power of the Holy Spirit to work in my life this week. I need God to do something. I am powerless on my own. But I need the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. I don't know a whole lot about speaking in other tongues, but I know a whole lot about the wilderness, and I need to know more about him. I need to experience him, all of his glory and all of his power. I've been in this church for 8 years. I've been in this church for 80 years. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. I need a refilling, Pastor. I know that glory. I know that power. I just need him to visit me again. Can I get some men and women who are spirit-filled who know what it is to pray with maturity and authority? Can I get you to, I want you to come stand in front of some of these. Some stand behind them. I want you to pray over people. I want you to pray over them. I want you to help me lead them into understanding about who and what the power of the Holy Spirit really is. Oh God, fill us. Oh God, move sovereignly today. Holy Spirit, move. Pray, yeah. Every minister in the house, if you can help me pray, come help me pray. Brian, you guys, come help me pray. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, come help me pray. Father, move today. God, move today. Will you lift your hands out there? Will you pray, God? What you've done for me, do for others.